I've talked about my favorite quote from photographer Minor White so many times that I'm hesitant to bring it up again, but I just can't help it. It's such a classic case of it in this particular photograph. Minor White advised us not just to photograph what something is, but to photograph what else it is. Well, Janet Woodcock certainly does this. These are not just photographs of barnyard animals, but this humor aspect that I talked about in the written notes. This is one of the things that I think is so interesting about photography and about the creative process. We can approach almost any subject and make a photograph of it as a straight photograph of just presenting what it is. The camera is a superb recording device. But for us artists to run around the world and make, shall I say, Xerox copies of the world seems rather fruitless. There's not much reward in that. There's not much art in that. Instead, our challenge is to look beyond what the object is and see what else it can be. Or maybe I should say, see what else we can make. In Janet Woodcock's case, she decided she could make a humorous portfolio by introducing, through creative editing and selecting, this business of anthropomorphism. Well, with almost any subject, there is that part of the process that I think is far too often neglected by photographers, where we look beyond what it merely is and look for what it could be, or look for how we could present it to the world. That is really where the art process of photography comes in, and why it is that I continue to insist that the artistic aspects of photography have nothing to do with cameras or tools or even techniques. They have to do with how we choose to see the world. And beyond that, how we choose to present what we see in a way that makes it more interesting than merely description.